This is TWiT.
Earlier this week, we told you about the crackdown of the dark website Silk Road 2 and Operation Animus yesterday. It appears that that was just the beginning. Today, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and European police agency Europol announced the operation has led to the arrest of 17 people and seized hundreds of dark web domains associated with black market website. Along with Silk Road 2, drug markets Cloud 9 and Hydra have been taken offline, plus busted contraband markets with names I've never heard of, like Blue Sky, Topics, Flugs Vamp, Cannabis Road, and Black Market. Money laundering sites like Cash Machine, Cash Flow, Golden Nugget, and Fast Cash were also taken down. And agents have seized over $1 million in Bitcoin, $250,000 in cash, computers, drugs, gold, silver, even weapons. The number of Tor-hosted sites affected by the takedown, which are more than just a few, raises some questions about how anonymous the Tor network actually is if law enforcement is able to infiltrate them. The nonprofit Tor Project, which maintains the Tor network, says it doesn't have any more information on Operation Animus's techniques. Well, Twitter has teamed up with women's advocacy group Women, Action, and the Media, which goes by the name WAM, to review and escalate reports of harassment that are happening on Twitter, particularly towards women. WAM will manage incidents of abuse and reports what it deems credible to Twitter. The forum includes fields for reporting specific tweets, individual users, whether it's gender-based abuse, whether it's racist, sexual in nature, and if people feel threatened or fear for their safety. WAM says it'll aim for a resolution with Twitter within 24 hours of an incident being reported. The nonprofit, which pressured Facebook last year over the treatment of women on its network, says it approached Twitter and that the company was receptive. A Twitter spokesperson tells the Wall Street Journal that it works with many outside groups around the world on best practices for safety. AT&T is acquiring Mexican wireless provider IUSACELL for $2.5 billion, which will expand AT&T's North American coverage along with IUSACELL's wireless properties, including licenses and network assets and retail stores and actually some debt too, as well as approximately 8.6 million subscribers. Now, according to AT&T, network covers 70% of Mexico's approximately 120 million people and operates a 3G wireless network based on the global GSM or UMTS technology that's also used by AT&T in the U.S. AT&T is calling the deal, quote, the first ever North American mobile service area for U.S. customers calling or visiting Mexico, and of course, Mexican customers calling or visiting the United States. The deal is pending review by Mexico's telecom regulator IFT and the National Foreign Investments Commission in the country, and if all goes well, is expected to close during the first quarter of 2015.